On this episode of Front Page Tech, there's no news, so we're going to talk about Miranda Sings getting her own Netflix show, because yay. Ad. Today's episode of Front Page Tech is brought to you by Fiverr. Fiverr makes it easy for you to get help in establishing your brand or business. You can use Fiverr to have others design logos, create video intros, end cards, animations, have professional voiceovers made, even get help with programming. The most amazing part about Fiverr? All of these services start at just $5, so you can add validity to your brand without the stress of paying thousands. Get started today by going to frontpagetech.net/Fiverr. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Today, I'm once again joined by the one and only Bryant. Well, that's not going to help the audio listeners at all.
I think you got your thumbnail.
I cut to Brian, and what was that effect that you had on the video right there?
I think it was called Bulge.
Oh,
let me try
wow.
it again.
So, if you are an audio listener,
I'm sorry,
you need to go to youtube.com/frontpagetech, and you'll see the video version of this. All of the shows are also in video form on youtube.com/frontpagetech. Brian.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing real good, as you can tell. look at this. Look, you see what this is?
It's a microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Makes noise, or rather, it takes my noise from
it takes
here.
Your noise from your mouth hole.
In there.
Takes it in mic. Through the mic stand.
To you?
And to me. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the AT2005, the mic that all of us use for the EPT podcast and stuff.
Brian. And listen to how nice it sounds.
Brian picked his back up because he left it here and used his Astros for the last show, which sounded poopy, but it's fine. But now there's
no
poopy.
It's not poopy. Exactly.
Now it's no longer the poopy. Brian.
John.
Should we go over the very shitty news stories of the day?
We should.
They're real bad. So yeah, this is your warning. If you're watching, listening, you can walk away from all of this, and we don't have to do this. For us, we gotta go through the show.
Nice.
But you have a pause button. You can close it. You can just leave the app.
Exactly.
Close the window.
You can go make some pizza rolls and burn that shit out of your mouth.
I mean, making pizza rolls and burning the shit out of your mouth, and like, you know, you have that like weird numbness on your tongue for a couple days. That's better than listening to this episode, probably.
And that's terrible. So
it is pretty terrible. Okay, first story is that Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That you know you can have Twitter polls, Brian. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, now they're going to allow you to tell Twitter how short you want it. So
fantastic.
Basically, you make a poll, right, Brian?
Yeah, go ahead. You're walking me through it. Okay,
I'm walking you through it.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter did this really, really cool thing because people were fucking like posting links to straw polls and like, you remember,
right.
Hey, retweet this if you want this, favorite this if this.
Exactly.
Well, now they have Twitter polls. You can create a poll on Twitter and it will last 24 hours and then you get the results. They're changing that, Brian. They're going to allow you to choose between 5 minutes and up to 7 days.
Good
so, Lord. So when you create a Twitter poll, I think that's pretty useful, saying, okay, you got 5 minutes. Give me an answer. So then you can get an answer right then and there.
It
you
is.
Know?
That is true.
Brian, on a level from 5 minutes to 7 days, how much do you give a shit about this?
7 pizza rolls out of 10.
That's a lot of pizza rolls to care.
No, it's not, because I usually eat like 25. So
I guess that's true. I usually get a pack of 40 and eat the whole pack of 40, but I'm fat, so there's a difference.
Aren't we all?
Cool. I was just grateful that there were Twitter polls. Period. Like, I don't
that
care.
Is interesting. Yeah.
I don't care if there's 5 minutes or 7 days or like the choice between the two or you know whatever time in between those. I don't care. It's not important. Brian, what's the next story?
The next story is... Oh, this is a great one.
T-
You ever hear of that girl on YouTube called Miranda Sings? Well, now she has legitimately her own show on Netflix, and it's going to be called Haters Back Off, and it's going to be like literally starring a fake personality, kind of similar to Fred, I would say, in all honesty.
Actually, yeah, that is a good comparison. That is a very good comparison.
Maybe a little bit more mature, more well, not really mature, but more adult content, I guess.
So it's going to be about Miranda Sings' family life.
Right.
I guess. They've signed her for 8 episodes.
It's hard to talk about it, isn't it?
I get it. She's very popular. People really like Miranda Sings. All the 13-year-old girls really like Miranda Sings. But she is one of the most annoying characters ever. Colleen, I think, is her real name. She's
Colleen.
She's a great singer, and like, she's not annoying at all. But this character, I could never get behind. Like, I've known of her for a couple years. I get it. Miranda Sings, funny makeup, bad singing, confident singer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's crazy to me that she got a show. I'm not saying I'm jealous and I want a Netflix show, Brian. But
right.
I mean, this is just it is. You hit the nail on the nail head thing.
The nail head, yeah.
The nail head.
The flat part.
It's
not
just
the
like
part.
Fred.
Similar, yeah. I mean, not in like content, but in terms of like, is this other personality that this person has?
Yeah.
YouTube content.
And it's annoying. It's an annoying personality that fucking sucks.
I guess it's targeted to certain demographics. It's not us.
13-year-old girls.
There's also in this article, it stated that like she has appeared on like a lot of, I guess, reputable comedic platforms like The Tonight Show. There's a Jerry Seinfeld show. I believe it's an online show only called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is actually really good.
Yeah, I like that show.
But there's also this weird like phenomenon that's kind of happening.
Phenomenon
happening like, I would say now and kind of like the recent past, where it's like YouTubers are trying to, not that this is a bad thing, this is a good thing, but it's like they're like pushing YouTubers, which are a different type of entertainment, onto traditional entertainment like television. So like PewDiePie appeared on certain shows, you know, and it's weird seeing him there, right? Like, I think this is similar to that, where it's like, I can't tell if there's actual popularity there. I mean, I'm not like bagging on or anything, but
yeah,
if there's actual popularity there, or if they're just being pushed for the sake of being pushed, you know, to get a medium out.
It's like, I think this sort of thing would have made sense for YouTube Red, you know, because YouTube Red's having original content, that sort of thing. But like, it full screen fucking did this.
Oh yeah.
Full screen made, they're just like, we're gonna make movies, and they took people from Snapchat and from Vine. Like, these people are crazy popular for making 6-second videos, so you assume they're going to be a good actor and you put them in a full like feature length movie because they're popular? And that's
Like I said, it's weird if hopefully it's talent related. Hopefully it's talent related, but it could be that they're just being like figureheaded, you know, as kind of like a push. So
there's a difference between creating your own content and making your own little videos for YouTube and then being in this production where you are an actress in this case.
I think
there's a form of acting in your videos and stuff, but like, you know, you're writing the content and she's just singing songs and stuff, but this, like, she's going to be put in an environment with her family, quote unquote family, and just like, we're just assuming that these YouTubers that have a really decent following are actors. Like, if I went to acting school and, like, you know, I've been working hard and taking auditions and audition after audition after audition.
Yeah.
And then you see this YouTuber who's, granted, very popular. They're just like, hey, you got a show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess the same thing just happened with PewDiePie. And it's like the exact same thing, because that was with AMC, if I remember right. So
it was from the producer of The Walking Dead. But like right. even that sort of made sense. Like he plays scary games, so they put him in. They just made it. A live action version of that.
I think it's like honestly like directly comparable because she has like shorts and stuff alongside her like singing videos. I guess they're more considered like vloggy style, but
yeah.
I don't know. They're like the exact same thing to me. So that's why you think like the talent thing or the being figureheaded just for popularity purposes. Either way, I hope it works out for her.
The past
obviously.
Year has just been a weird thing in terms of like big companies with a lot of money converting mm-hmm. these everyday YouTube stars into something that maybe they aren't.
I guess we'll see, you know, well, like the numbers. I mean, she only has 8 episodes, so
yeah, they signed her. So I'm assuming that's a season. They signed her for a season.
So. I think so. I assume there's going to be a pilot, and they'll see how that does. But
yeah. Well, I mean, keep in mind, Netflix releases all the episodes at once. There's not like a pilot episode.
Right.
And then, so they'll make 8 episodes, and then they'll put it out and just... Okay.
It's weird considering that like it used to work, but yeah, it's different now.
John Bubb in chat said at one point that he's never liked anything that Netflix produced, but I like a few things that Netflix produced. In fact, right now, I'm really hooked on House of Cards, like super-duper hooked on it.
I watched
Making a Murderer, which I talked about on the podcast, and that like I got that feeling again of like really needing a TV show like where I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait to watch the next episode. I can't wait mm-hmm. for this. And that's just a really good feeling, and I don't feel that. I felt it during Breaking Bad. I mean, I always feel it during Game of Thrones, but like I don't have that choice right now, and there hasn't been a really decent show, and I just heard good things about House of Cards, and it's very like out of the ordinary for me to go ahead and just try a show. I don't know why, right. especially when I'm watching it by myself. But I started watching it, and I really, really like it. Like,
if,
fucking awesome.
If you're in the mood to try shows, I haven't personally seen an episode of it, but everyone where I work is just... And everyone's a big nerd where I work, so like they're all talking about Gotham and Flash and Arrow and things like that. So I think you should give those a shot. And I believe Jessica Jones and Daredevil are also Netflix originals. So I've heard great things, but I've never seen personally anything. But it's like on my list, you know.
Yeah. So, Stolen. Mm-hmm. This one's a bit confusing. There is an app called Stolen, which is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
It basically turned your Twitter into like a trading card game, almost. Like,
almost like Pokemon, like collect them all.
Right. So, everyone kind of had like a net worth. Their Twitter account had a net worth. There was in-game currency or in-app currency, and you could spend that currency to get someone's Twitter. Like, someone bought my Twitter. I don't know how net worth is determined. I don't know any of this, but someone purchased my Twitter. I got a tweet one day, and it says, I own you. Like, it was an automatic tweet from this app.
Yeah.
From the person's account saying... They bought my Twitter. They now own my Twitter account. It was fucking weird. And it is a really, really weird app. And like, what? Like, say the person's bot. Let's say, Brian, you buy my Twitter.
Okay.
John Bubb in chat comes and steals it from you. Then my net worth, my value of that account goes up. You make a profit off of that.
Yeah.
It's just this weird thing. But... For some reason, a lot of people thought it was kind of disturbing. And
I don't see that.
It was allowing
personally.
For Twitter abuse in some way that you could like, you know, you could buy these Twitter accounts. In fact, an example that I saw, Emo Kylo Ren, which is a parody account of Kylo Ren on Twitter. Uh-huh. Not that there's like a real Kylo Ren Twitter account. Emo right. Kylo Ren.
Which is a Star Wars character.
Right. In the app Stolen... bought the actual Star Wars Twitter profile.
Which isn't a big deal because it's basically a game.
It is a
right?
game, but in the game now that... I don't know why it's such a big deal, actually. It's just a weird fucking app. I think it's weird, so I didn't use it. I had no plans on using it. Whatever.
In all honesty, it seems like a company or whomever is upset about this just misunderstood. In all seriousness.
Yeah, I mean, there was a representative from some state that was like, this enables abuse, blah, 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 blah. They had literally typed out two pages, two official documents, and posted screenshots on Twitter. And that triggered a bunch of stuff and a bunch of complaints, and everyone's complaining, and the app developers made the decision to shut it down. Like, it's,
which it makes just, sense.
We don't know if it's like gone forever.
Right.
But right now, they said the best thing for them to do was to shut it down. I'm wondering if there was some official order given by the government or something, or if they literally believed it was, quote unquote, the right thing to do, and they shut the app down.
Honestly, potentially. But like, okay, imagine if it wasn't a Twitter account and you bought celebrities and like YouTubers, whatever. You just bought things and like basically take Twitter out of the equation.
Okay.
Still send a tweet when like, hey, someone bought you in this game.
Yeah.
You think it would have been still a big deal? Because I really think that
probably
this
not.
I really think that this is just a misunderstanding and people are like actually thinking, oh, you own my Twitter account now.
Yeah, it's it's really fucking weird. I mean, it's just a game. Just a game. And,
which honestly sounds fun in all seriousness.
Like I said, I'm not interested. I don't give a shit about it. I'm not going to use it, but
yeah,
it's just a game. I don't really care. And for everyone, for enough people to care enough to throw a fit about it, and now it has to be removed by the developers? I don't know. It's just weird.
I really feel bad for these guys because, in all seriousness, it seems like it really blew up in a great idea.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, this honestly got a lot of traction really, really quickly, and it's just a shame because, I mean, when an app like that takes off, it's usually from an indie developed team, and they're like, it's their goal.
You usually only have one of those, too. If it's very rare for you to, like, get a hit like that, but if you you're lucky to have it.
Some companies can churn out, like, hit apps all the time, but it's, like, big studios, and it's, like, their main focus to just be popular. But this actually was, like, unique and had a good concept, and honestly, like, it sounded really fun to me when you first told me about this, because I just learned about it when you said something, so.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to download. I looked, and like I was like in the middle of like typing, and then you said it was gone. So,
yeah, it's gone.
So yeah,
Brian, you got a Pebble.
I did. So
you've been talking for a while about getting a smartwatch.
Yeah, I have. I have a smartwatch now, which it's. So I've been doing a lot of thinking over the past few days. I've been really wanting an Apple Watch because for one, I have an iPhone. So, options are very limited already, unfortunately.
Yeah. But with how deeply integrated the watch would actually be.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, you know, you could get like a Motorola watch or whatever, but no matter what, if it wasn't an Apple Watch, it'd be limited. So like I've been doing a lot of thinking and talking with people about what watch to get. And because I wear watches every day anyway, so I figured if I can get notifications on it and other things, it's just very convenient. Basically, I've deduced this down, and I actually think this is a really good point. The Apple Watch, now this may sound kind of weird. The Apple Watch is a smartwatch, yes?
Yeah.
Sound right? Okay. It has so much functionality. It's basically a tiny computer on your wrist that you can operate through your phone. Or I'm sorry, you can operate your phone through the watch, and it has its own standalone, like really cool features, and it's super useful. I think it's too many things for me.
I would not argue that.
The Pebble Time Round, which is what I got, it's a watch that also has smart functions. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like, I can still get notifications. I could still get emails, alerts, I can download apps and like fitness things, get the time, obviously, mess with the watch faces from my phone, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's like more streamlined. I don't need all the craziness. I think that's like a good separation there. Is it's just something simple that does kind of like, it's like half and half, half in, half out, you know.
Now I'm curious, how much was that?
So it was on sale for $199, but I got it a little bit of a discount because I work at Best Buy,
right.
So I bought it from there. Got a few dollars off of that. I don't want to like disclose that because it's weird.
I mean, yeah. So then, if it's not on sale, what's the retail price normally?
Retail, it's like it debuted. It was $250, which I agree is very expensive. Like this is definitely much more than a normal smartwatch. It is a niche product. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I don't doubt that a lot of people wouldn't want this just because of A, what it does, how it looks. I mean, it, like, in all seriousness, I love like the stylistic design of it. But like the screen is very pixely.
Did you show them like, yet?
No, I mean, it's hard to show the screen because it's an e-paper display. It's always on, which is nice. And I don't have any problem seeing it, like reading the display, like even now in this, in like low light. Yeah. That was a big concern when it like was popular, you know, or when it just released. Kind of the thing with all Pebbles in all seriousness. But what I really like is, first of all, look how thin this thing is.
That's ridiculous.
That's thinner than my phone. That's thinner than any watch I own right now.
And another thing, you're talking like analog watches.
Yeah.
It's still thinner than them.
Yeah, I mean, and the face is relatively small, but like I said, it's a very niche product. I don't expect people to run out and buy this because of me or in general at all. I can guarantee it didn't do well in sales. But like, battery life is still better than most smartwatches because low power consumption.
Yeah.
First of all, like, this is not the band you get with it. It's a black sporty kind of faux leather band. It's
okay.
All right, but I immediately swapped it out for one on my other watches that's super comfy. So I really like it. I'm super happy about it. I was on the fence. Like, I was ready to return it. Like, I was like renting it kind of. I was like, okay, if I don't like it, I'm going to take it back.
Yeah.
And like, it really clicked for me when I was in the car today. I just had picked up the microphone from you and I was listening to music in the car. Instead of having to pick your phone up, look at the track, what's that, and then tap skip, I literally just touched a button on the watch and changed it. And then from there, I could play pause, adjust the volume. And I didn't have to take my eyes off the road, which is really nice.
Well, that's the thing. Like, every time that we talk in depth about smartwatches and wearables, period, mm-hmm. when it comes to smartwatches, I think I've always said, like, if you have to be reminded that you have a smartwatch on, then it's not doing its job. Like, it has to add to your life. I don't think that... And I would totally agree with you. Like, I'm not interested in the Apple Watch and a lot of watches because of how much it does. Like, I don't want my phone on my wrist. That's not why I want a smartwatch.
Which, in all honesty, I could see why a lot of people would, though. I mean, there's, you know, half and half, right?
But I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you want all those features on your wrist if you can just pick up your goddamn phone? Not only are the features on your wrist, but they're poorly implemented most of the time. The Apple Watch, you know, for a while was just streaming apps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not... You just fucking pick up your phone, you'll be fine. Yeah, it needs to add stuff. And, like, notifications, just a quick... Anything that you can look at, like, with a quick glance or do really quickly at a glance, that, mm-hmm. to me, is adding to an experience. Not, like, duplicating the same experience you would get on your phone and just slapping it on a smaller fucking screen.
Right.
Worse hardware and putting on your wrist. I don't want that.
Yeah, in all seriousness, like, I completely get the wanting to have, you know, the accessibility and the functionality of, like, a computer on your wrist. And just to address something real quick, Matt Philly in chat said, you know, you need to play with an Apple Watch. He may be talking to you, but I sell them, like, all the time. So I set them up all the time. I play with them. Honestly, they're freaking beautiful. Like, the build quality and everything about them, the screen's amazing. Like, they're... like years ahead what the smartwatch market is now. But I think just for me personally, it's a little bit too much. And I think that's just kind of why I've been kind of so on the fence about it.
Yeah.
But so that kind of took me off track.
Yeah. To me, just wearables aren't there yet. Like smartwatches in general aren't there. I don't know what they're missing that would make me want it. If I knew it, then I would probably have a lot of money.
Yeah.
If I knew what smartwatches needed, then a lot of problems would be fixed. But like, I mean, that I like that. I think that I would be totally interested in that, but I think the price is a little too much for what it does. You know what I mean? Like, I think for you, it's good. I mean, you got a discount and stuff, so I mean, that's even better.
Yeah, it's hard to factor in my, like, it's like I can't really review this from like a normal point of view just because
would you have bought it for $350?
Oh, no. I would have probably not had bought any smartwatch for that price. It's hard to even consider. The only reason I was heavily considering the Apple Watch was a couple weeks ago, it was $100 off from the 42mm Sport was $300 instead of $400.
Yeah.
And then from there, you could, specifically at Best Buy, you can get an open box up to like $70 off that. So I was you know, but personally, it's hard to justify that type of money going to a watch, even though, like, I collect watches and I just, you know, I'm a cheap.
But that's the thing,
fan.
Too. They're so new. Like, you didn't know. You said you didn't know really what to expect and you were ready to return it. Like, they're so new.
Yeah, like, I've been watching, like, countless videos. I mean, even yesterday when we were just on Skype hanging out, I was, you heard in the background, I was watching smartwatch reviews and things like that. So I've been absorbing so much information about them. And I mean, like, luckily I'm in a place where I can literally spend hands-on time with all of these smartwatches. I mean, I've used the Moto 360s, the Huawei watch, even like lesser known ones like the Garmin's and, what's the one? I can't remember the name now. It's like, it's so out there, I can't even remember the freaking name.
Yeah.
But, like, it just seemed like a little too much. And then the Pebble came into idea. I was like, oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
And now I'm really feeling it. Just the fact, like, I never considered, like, I was watching reviews, obviously, and Linus Tech Tips, super big guy.
Yeah.
He said something like he loves the idea that he can do things with physical buttons without having to look at the screen.
Yeah.
And that never really clicked until I did it in the car where I just was like literally holding on with the steering with my left hand and just changed the song. Like super simply. And that was just awesome. There's one negative about it so far that I have is because I'm on iPhone, there is still some limitations.
Yeah.
I cannot reply to any text messages.
Yeah.
With Android there's no Windows phone support, I don't believe, but with Android you can do voice replies. Yeah. Which I guess would be nice, but in all honesty, I've never used like Siri to reply to
unless you were specifically sending audio messages. I would not want to fucking reply from my watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, like it would be converted to, you know, obviously text, but I've never really used Siri anyway, so I'm not too concerned. I mean, I can still like make alarms and things because it has this timeline feature so you can see your schedule. Like, for instance, my work schedule is all on my watch. I can just hit a button and know when I work next, which is just convenient. And that's really what I think I paid for, and I'm actually really happy with it so far. I've only had it for about a day.
I would like, just from what I've seen of Pebbles and stuff, number one, I've always thought they're super fucking ugly.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, I haven't seen that one before, and I actually really like that one.
Yeah, no, this is, they released a couple new ones. It was the Time, which was the successor to the original Pebble. Then they have the Time Steel, which is just like higher build quality and better battery life of that one. And this is the Time Round, which is, they heavily compromised battery life to make it so thin. Normal Pebble, like Time battery life is like, They advertise 5 to 7 days, which is pretty awesome. And the Steel increased that to about 10 days. This one is advertised about 2 to 5. I can vouch that battery life is awesome on it, which even this one having the reduced battery life, it's still a lot better than, I'd say, all smartwatches on the market, barring like Fitbits, you know,
yeah,
and like the fitness bands that double as watches. So, I mean, like I said, that's obvious because there's no HD screen. I mean, it's an e-paper display, and in all honesty, it's super dim. But coming from a normal watch, it's an improvement. So I don't know. Like I said, it works for me. I don't expect it to work for anybody else because I'm a weirdo.
Yeah,
but so far,
someone called
like,
you a hipster.
Yeah, that was Jordan, actually. Yeah. But
what's the name of the watch again?
This is the Pebble Time Round. Yeah, and I said, it's definitely a niche product. I don't expect anyone else to like it.
Would you recommend it to the listeners or the viewers?
I would recommend it to somebody who, like me, thought that, because it took a long time to even come to me that maybe the current smartwatches just do too much.
Yeah.
Like I would totally see you if you did not like it because of the lack of the HD screen and all that, you know, that's completely understandable, but I would recommend it to someone who doesn't want a smartwatch, that wears watches all the time, and just really
my fucking
would like something like one up, you know.
Yeah.
What was that, John?
My phone just started ringing. I turned notifications off, and it just started ringing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would only recommend this. I feel like it might be more accessible because of how simple it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't be as overwhelming, you know? Because I've seen a lot of like middle-aged and even younger teenagers. I've set up their Apple Watches and things like that for them. And just like, because I like in the back, like I have it like ingrained in my mind how to operate this freaking thing because I do it all day.
Yeah.
So, but they look so lost. Like it's super hard to explain what the crown does and the you know, like, although it honestly is super simple to like us, but to less techie people, it's like, Star Trek.
And it's weird
device,
because you have a different experience. You deal with those people on a daily basis that like,
exactly.
You know, these products are made to where people like us. I mean, do you remember having to read manuals and shit?
Honestly, I had to read one for this just because the buttons are unlabeled and I wanted basic operation.
It's just crazy. Like
it's the evolution's really
great.
We're
at a certain time period now where like
yeah.
products are made to where you can pick them up and just figure it out. Like it just works.
I mean, it's impressive. And I think that's honestly mostly Apple's doing, especially with the iPhone.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, that's telling though. Like we can pick these things up like an Apple Watch. You look at it. Okay. I kind of understand this, but there are those people that on a daily basis, you got to explain it to them.
Like I'll admit, like when I first held an Apple Watch, I was lost. Like trying to figure out how to change the watch faces with no like information around me was. For those who don't know, you force press into the watch face, and then you could switch them right there. But like that to me, I just couldn't figure it out for the life of me. You know,
to me that just makes sense though, because like.
Yeah.
Just like that's how you would make changes to your home screen on Android. That's how you would switch around icons on iOS.
That's a good point. Yeah, so I didn't think about that at the time, but that's a really good point. So, yeah, all in all, I love this thing, and I wouldn't push it on anybody else. But my girlfriend Bridget freaking loves it too, so she might get one in the end.
I wouldn't push it on anyone else but Bridget.
Well, yeah, she's like super into it now since she sees me loving it. Yeah. So I don't know. She might want one, and yeah.
So.
Go ahead.
We'll end this with who is the watch for? Who do you think it's for? If you had to recommend it, who is it for?
I think it's for people, at least to try, for people who are on the edge about smartphones and want...
Or smartwatches?
Like yeah, smartwatches, sorry. like an entry-level smartwatch that people who are like into watches can get around the looks of the screen, because I think that's the biggest push away.
Yeah,
is the low quality of the screen. But I think underneath that, it's a really good experience that I think it takes a certain person to appreciate. But if you're that person, I think you really like it.
I also like that, you know, that it doesn't look like a smartwatch. It looks like a watch.
And honestly, that was a point I wanted to bring up just real quick, was the reason I didn't like the Moto 360, for instance, was it's quite large and the screen is honestly, it looks great, but it's just very big, at least for me, you know.
Your tiny baby wrists.
Yeah, tiny. Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's good. I think we'll wrap up. That was Brian's little review. There and
it was a something, yeah.
It was something. Mm-hmm. Brian, thank you for coming on the show as always.
Anytime.
You can find us on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are available pretty much at this point if you were listening. And that's how you found us. You can find us on youtube.com/frontpagetech. There is a video version tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Saturday, at least the time of this recording. You can watch the FPT podcast live for sponsors. We do it every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then directly after that, we do a sponsor hangout with them. Literally a Google hangout where we talk basically just in a group. And it's one of the best parts of my week. Always hilarious. We always get in a bunch of trouble. So if you want to, frontpagetech.net, that's where you can become a sponsor. Brian, thank you once again. And
you're welcome.
I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Adios.
Yay!
Sure.